I think a little curveball, and he had done it the last, you know, three at bats, and you know, I was just sitting on it, and I was lucky enough to hit it, and but it ain't out there, so.
It looked like it was going out for all the world. Did you just get it off the wrong part of the bat and just slam it anyway, or what happened?
I think it was just the nature of the pitch. You know, it was a low curveball. Just put my bat on it, and maybe if I would have waited a little back on it. But, you know, I'm not complaining right now.
Is that maybe a sign that you're getting back to where you need to be when you're hitting low breaking balls that hard?
I hope so, because I need to turn it up sooner or later.
Feel better? Getting more power back in hand?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really lose power, you know, because in batting practice, I've been hitting the ball pretty well.
Right.
It's just a matter of timing and seeing live pitching, because I hadn't seen live pitching in, you know, in the 7 weeks I was out, basically. And, you know, it's one thing to hit batting practice and, you know, where the ball's coming. But I think I'm getting into the swing of things now and feel a little more comfortable up there.
What made him so tough to hit tonight?
He had real good stuff, you know. His got a firm fastball. He had really good breaking ball, and he knew how to throw it for a strike and in the dirt. And a lot of us went chasing because, you know, it looked like a fastball, and all of a sudden it just dipped. But you know, he had good mix of pitches, and he was a real, really, really good pitcher.
Seems to me, since you guys that are juniors and seniors have been here, the guys that give you trouble are people like that don't necessarily throw hard, but just throw breaks up. Is that just a factor? If you guys have so many guys that hit the 90s, that you don't see many people like that when you go against them in practice?
You know, the thing with, like, power pitchers is that you kind of know they're going to come at you with a fastball, because, you know, sometimes there's egos involved, and, you know, and so they try to challenge you, and we have a pretty good approach against those guys, which is not try to do too much, and that's why we get in trouble with the slower pitching guys, because we try to do too much sometimes, because, you know, the ball's not coming as fast, and we roll over the slow pitches and the changeups and the curveballs, but, you know, we keep the approach of just going the opposite field. We'll be fine no matter what kind of pitching is coming at us.
How much do you thrive in situations? Friday night, close games? Or do you like these sort of games?
I love it. You know, it's what I live for, what I play for. You know, if there's ever a situation where we need the last run in and or the last out, I always want to be in a situation. And I think I prepare myself pretty well to be in those situations. And it makes the game so exciting.
Coach talked about earlier this week about needing to, after Austin Peay, needing to knock runners in scoring position. Tonight you guys had a couple clutch hits with two outs. Just talk about that.
Yeah, you know, that was our thing last year. And I don't like to mention too much about last year's team, because it's a last year team. You know, we're in the present now. But the thing with this award last year was that we got two out RBIs, and we had come from behind wins. No other. And if we can just do a better job of moving runners over with less than two outs and getting the runners in with two outs, you know, two out RBIs kills the momentum of the other team, we should be in good shape.